Everybody, welcome to the Shit Show with Jabo, Coronavirus Incarceration Edition. I'm sitting in my home here. Actually, I haven't changed anything up whatsoever, and I don't really plan on it, although I wasn't going to a lot of bars. I wasn't, I do go to the gym. That's one thing that will change, but I've decided to pivot over towards bicycling and maybe jogging, you know, some more solitary things. I mean, we're all kind of solitary these days, aren't we? How often do you listen to podcasts or music? Or how often do you just have something generally in your ears? I find myself, like, for instance, right now I have my computer on, I have the TV on, and I have a phone in my hand. 10 years ago, I might have had a computer. 20 years ago, I might have had a TV. But now I feel totally fulfilled to be looking at all three at the same time. It's crazy. And people say, hey, society, your concentration is going out the window like litter, like trash. And I say, well, maybe we're just dividing up our concentration into different things. It is shorter, but we're dividing it amongst different things. You know, like, is it... like, a lot of us text and drive and look at our phones and drive, and it's terrible, apparently, right? Most of us will never die doing it, but we could. I mean, if you're half asleep, texting, watching a video, watching porn, I don't know. You could take your eyes off the wheel for, 4 seconds. And with me, I make all these weird drives from Greensburg to Cumberland, and I'm so tired. I play these little games like... it's really dumb, but it's like death-defying ways to keep myself entertained. I will shut my eyes going down the highway for like 5 seconds, being tired already, and I'll sit there and try to count like 5, 1, 2, 3. And by the time I hit 5, I'm just so freaked out that I've gone off the road, and I never have gone off the road. But I really, it's all about talking about it, talking about the things that you're doing in life that are kind of fucked up. And it's all about correcting them at that point. But until you say it, until you actually say it, it's hard to get it out into the universe. And now that I've said it, I will make a concerted effort not to text. And I can listen to music. I mean, I feel so much better when I'm listening to music anyway, or when I'm reading a book and I'm not listening to, politics or angry podcasters or political stuff. I mean, I love it. I love that stuff. I'm a junkie for it. But, the couple things that I can do I put a book in the bathroom. So I don't find a lot of time to read because I'm kind of occupied with all this other little modern day bullshit. But I always keep a book in the bathroom, and I never take my phone into the bathroom. And when I get in there and I read, I'm sitting on the toilet, I'm reading. So in my two bathrooms, one here in Greensburg, one in Cumberland. The one in Greensburg, I have a Slash autobiography. He was a pretty cool dude, Saul Hudson, the guy from Guns N' Roses, Slash, the crazy guitarist with the top hat. He grew up with David Bowie, like his mom dated David Bowie, and he was just destined to be a total rock star, living there in Hollywood as a young boy. His dad did record covers, his mom did David Bowie, presumably. But aside from that, did... costumes for famous people, like famous rock stars. So I learned that from the Slash autobiography. And then over there in the other bathroom in Cumberland, where I stay two or three nights a week, there's a Kurt Cobain biography, I believe by a guy named Danny Goldberg. And it's pretty interesting. Kurt was a great dude. He was one of those guys that really wanted to be famous, but then was kind of neurotic and depressed and drug addled, and he couldn't really handle it. you know, a very sensitive guy. But make no mistake, he really wanted to be famous. You know, like, apparently that's what Danny Goldberg, I think that's the author of that book, that's what he said. You know, obviously, I'm as I'm sitting here, I'm watching the TV, and, you know, it's not happening. Yeah, there is. At all times on Fox News, there's a huge, you know, by the way, the most potent color combination in the history of mankind is black and red. Like, it's very powerful. It's kind of ominous. And, you know, the White Stripes used it. Coca-Cola used it. The Nazis used it. And now Fox is using it. And it's just, at all times, you can't turn on that station, even during commercials, without being this massive banner on the bottom that says, coronavirus pandemic, in big red and black, ominous-looking lettering. And I'm thinking, man, all you fucking media giants are just making a killing anytime some shit goes on, you know, whether it be a hurricane, whether it be terrorism, whether it be a virus, you know, the coronavirus, COVID-19, the Kung Flu, which I thought was fucking funny. Come on, who doesn't think Kung Flu is funny as a name for COVID-19 or coronavirus or the Chinese flu or whatever else they're calling it. I don't particularly think it's a racist thing. I mean, I can see how people would say that, especially if they're trying to make Trump out to be the bad guy here. But in reality, the Wuhan flu, the Chinese flu is a little questionable, I guess, or the Chinese, I think they're calling it the Chinese flu, but I think the Wuhan flu is fine, or the Wu flu is fine. That's indeed where it came from. I mean, was it Ebola? Is a place in Africa, I believe, and that's where that virus came from. I don't know exactly where the virus came from as far as how it came into being. Now, Alex Jones claims that it is 100% human-made. It has an HIV delivery system, whatever the fuck that means. And if you look at it closely, it's like a Frankenvirus. So it's not a hoax. It is here to stay. A couple little tidbits of news. Italy is suffering a lot from the coronavirus, and their death toll is very high. However, I've always heard that Italy had a problem with repopulating the world. Like, this was like a thing, right? Like, Italy does not reproduce. Look it up. But they have very few children. So most of their population is old. And it's a very small country. So presumably, you got a lot of old people packed in together. That's what's killing them off. So let's see the stats here for Italy. Let's see the official stats. Let's compare a few things. So I got my computer here. I'm going to type in coronavirus statistics for Italy. And let's see. So yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the coronavirus. Might as well, right? Italy, coronavirus. They are getting their fucking asses kicked. Wow. The cases are 3,500, roughly, 3,600. The deaths are 2,900. The recovered is 4,025. So that's nice. You know, like, so the whole world, let's see what the whole world's numbers are. Worldwide Suicide. That was a good song by Pearl Jam. Have you guys heard it? Worldwide Suicide. Coronavirus statistics. Okay. And cases. So the worldwide deaths are 8,968. That's a lot. That's no joke. That's pretty damn big. The cases are 219,243. Recovered are 85,745. So, that's quite a bit. Now let's see what, for instance, what the swine flu death. Swine flu deaths. Now, this happened during the Obama days. I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring politics into it. I mean, I mean to, but just to give you an idea, the media, who is omnipresent in this country tends to blow things out of proportion when it comes to Donald Trump and making him out to be the bad guy. It's just the media, the mainstream media, not Fox News, of course, but like it's the left, you know, the CNNs. And I say that like they're both equally biased, right? Like the left and the right media. The only difference is there's so much more of the left stream media, it seems like. They kind of control big tech. They do a lot of censoring. Algorithms of Google, for instance, all you have to do is depress the positives for any candidate or whatever, and you could literally, you know, swing an election. Anyway, the swine flu killed 18,036 people. Now, coronavirus has killed almost 9,000. So we're halfway there. The difference is how we are reacting to it. Now, maybe I'm missing something here, but I've never, ever seen the level of panic that's happening now. And it's right in an election season. So I don't know. Is it man-made? Is it sprung upon the world? Is it an attempt to get Donald Trump out of office? I mean, certainly people are hoping for that, but was it actually like started for that? I don't know. A lot of people assume it was. It was man-made, and it's literally intended to overturn America's current president. I don't know if that's true. It's an interesting theory. You guys are smart enough to look into it and think about it and think if that's even a possibility. I've never seen a reaction to something like this in my life, and I don't think any of you have either. And maybe it's for just cause. I mean, we didn't do this for the swine flu, for instance. Now, if the coronavirus ends up killing 100,000 people, millions of people, obviously, like, it was for good reason. If we flatten the curve and we start getting testing and we don't see these massive deaths in this country, well, then we know something was up. We know maybe that we overreacted, although we need to overreact. And the way I look at it, I'm going to give my sanity 2 solid weeks. I'm not really quarantined because my job evidently is recession proof, which is pretty cool. I grow medical cannabis, and I don't know, maybe they will tell me not to come in, but at this point the plants are growing. I feel like I'm essential staff. We can't just let the plants die. You know, we can't just let them, the nutrients run out. We can't just let them be overtaken by leaves or the air conditioning to go off. So a lot of money in that place. We can't just shut down. The reaction has been crazy. And when I say we maybe overreacted, you go, okay, well, you know, Seattle is really fucked up and New York City is really fucked up. And I totally understand that. However, places like West Virginia, there's a lot of states that have zero, you know, not zero, but very, very few, very, very few confirmed cases. Now, maybe they just aren't getting tested. I don't know what the reason for that is. But that's what I mean by overreacting. They're putting these blanketed, like, kind of decrees down on America in each state. You know, they're shutting down bars. They're shutting down restaurants. They're shutting down all events. They would do more if they could. Would they install martial law? Do we have to abide by this? Can restaurants actually stay open if they wanted to? Would they be arrested if they tried to open? Like tomorrow morning, if I try to go to the Sundog Cafe in Greensburg, let's say the guy was open, would they come shut him down? This is America, right? Like, where there is no outbreak, should there be the same rules? Just because we're safe, is that the end-all be-all? You know, I want my grandmother to be safe, but I've never had a flu vaccine. I've never gotten the flu. The flu, for instance, let's see what the flu is called. Killed. Influenza deaths. 2019, just last year. Let's see. Let's see worldwide. Okay. Let's see. Seasons, like it's the flu season, you know. It's like baseball. It's like, wow, here comes the flu season. Let me see, so many people die from the flu each year. health.com. Let's see, Trying to find, sorry, guys, I should have maybe had these written down. But either way, I'm going to find it in a second, but it's a lot. Like, I want to say it's about 60,000 people per year. So far, the CDC reports 13 million flu cases thus far in 2019 2020 season. That's way more than coronavirus, and we don't freak out about that. How many people have been killed because of the drugs flowing through the southern border of America? How many people are killed in car crashes? Why aren't these things wrecking the economy? Why is this thing wrecking the economy? Why are we reacting the way we are? I'm sorry, maybe I'm not making sense, but I don't understand. If we've had other things that are just this potent, why are we reacting now in an election season? Is this far worse than others? Or is there something behind it that tells us sorry. Anyway, I'm just baffled. I was at work today. They want us to shave our beards. I'm gonna shave mine on the 21st anyway. I'm really sick of my beard. I think it looks ugly as shit. And then I had a little pimple, so I kind of kept fucking with that area, so I got a little patch gone, missing, and I think it looks dumb. Other people probably don't even notice it, except they just notice I'm like a weird looking dude these days, like kind of scraggly, extra scrag. But really, it's because I like picked a fucking bald patch right in the corner of my mouth because I had a goddamn pimple or something. And I think that was from eating. Man, I just went off my diet. I was eating so well for like a month or two. Anyway, probably eating a lot of grease. Although this evening, I did cook up some very nice lentil stew. I really enjoyed that. But then I left it on, of course, and burnt the bottom a little bit. It's still edible, but man, that pisses you off when you got a nice pot of stew and you burn it a little bit. Actually, a little bit's okay, but burning it a lot where it ruins it is just terrible. In 5 more minutes, it would have been ruined. My boss recommended at work that I get a 22 rifle. So if shit really goes down, if shit really hits the fan, that I can kill some food. I don't know that I could kill a deer though with a 22 rifle. I really need to learn how to do that just for survival. Because I have a 22 pistol, and he said, I didn't know this, but I guess you want to pair. Like if you have a 22 pistol, you'd obviously pair a 22 rifle. Why? Because the ammo's cheap, and you can carry 1,000 rounds on you at any given time, you know. I didn't realize that. But it's interesting. The things you learn from the red staters. This guy's actually a liberal, but he's like a hunter, and survival. And who would really survive during a total apocalypse, total government shutdown, total like no food off the shelves, totally letting prisoners out. They're thinking about doing that. I mean, say what you will, but like it's following this big plan, like no food on the shelves. You can't leave your house. Social distancing. No rallies. Only look at your phone. Be obsessed with the news. They're releasing prisoners into the wild. In many countries, like Britain and Italy, they're just releasing prisoners because they can't self-contain them with the COVID-19. So are you releasing the prisoners that have the COVID-19? Seems like a terrible idea. Are you releasing the prisoners that don't have the COVID-19 to give more room to be able to quarantine people to one room inside the prisons that have the COVID-19? Releasing people when a virus is abound into the fuck all that. I feel like most prisoners are able-bodied men. I feel like you could treat them and contain it, and we would develop a herd immunity. You don't fucking release these people. That's fucking nightmare scenario. It just goes along with the whole like, when Obama was in, there was just a, for instance, there was a huge rise in like anti-cop sentiment. And what better way for the globalists to capitalize on this whole ordeal is just, yeah, we're anti-cop. We want chaos. And we want to release prisoners into the wild. I don't know, man. I guess if they're nonviolent, but what do you do if somebody has COVID-19 and he was nonviolent? You release him or do you keep him? As opposed to his counterpart that has it. I don't know. How does it work? I have no fucking idea. But that's really happening. They're releasing prisoners. Or at least they're thinking about it. Maybe it's not really happening, but they're thinking about it. And they're thinking about doing it in Brooklyn, I believe, too, and cutting down on arrests. Yeah, let's cut down on arrests at the time of looting, at the time of... So basically, they're basically legalizing looting. Because if you're only arresting people that are violent, that's happening in New York. Look it up. Or it's going to happen. If you're only releasing people that are violent, or sorry, arresting people that are violent, then the people that are just walking into stores and taking shit, you wouldn't even touch. So it's a free-for-all. And in the end, what happens? America crumbles. America fades. That's real. This is horrible. The stock market is plunged about 10 or 11,000 points. Every gain we had from the beginning of the Trump's presidency is gone. Is it a global plan? I don't know. Is it a coincidence? I don't know. I thought the hurricane that hit New Jersey in Obama's second term might have been weather control. But, you know, I entertain these thoughts because they're fun. What else? How are you guys doing? This is the Shit Show with J-Bo. I appreciate y'all listening. I hope the sound of my voice makes you feel better. I really do. Makes me feel better to talk, you know. It's an interesting medium here. I'm not going to, like, edit this or anything. And definitely there's going to be some moments where you go, what the fuck? And the fact is, I've been up since, I did have a little nap, but I've been up since about 4 o'clock today. Then I worked my ass off for 10 hours under some weird, like, ever-changing rules at my workplace that I didn't feel the burn of this COVID thing, this, you know, this self-quasi-quarantine as... quasi-self-quarantine, QSC, as Michael Stipe put it, until they kept sending us emails every hour at work about new little things they were just dreaming up to keep us safe. 6 feet between each other. No more than 10 people per room. Don't touch anybody. Don't speak. They didn't say that, but you know they might as well have. Oh, and this was the one that kicked me in the ass, that killed me a little bit, when they said, they asked us not to leave during lunch, but I didn't even bring a lunch. Now, at this point, I didn't realize they were ordering pizza. I know it's, like, not that big of a deal, you know. I should probably skip a meal anyway, man. I got a little bit of a gut from all that Taco Bell that I eat. Jesus. I'm going to get back on my diet tomorrow, though. When they told me I couldn't leave for lunch, and I was just like, for some reason, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. I didn't realize I must have been, like, having this low-level anxiety, you know, about a lot of things. Didn't even realize it. Then I was like, I just felt they kept sending, you know, they sent that, and I just had to kind of push back a little bit, you know, because I was planning on leaving for lunch. And not to go anywhere public, not that it fucking matters, right? Like, what are they going to do? Quarantine you? Fire you or not give you 2 weeks of work because you went to Taco Bell? Like, that's not legal. Like, straight up. But so I said, I just told them I was going to leave. Like, I'm going to leave. And they said, I said, I'm going to leave for lunch and I'll be back. I'm not going to do anything risky. I'm going to go to my buddy, my cousin's house and blah, blah, blah. And they asked me nicely if I could just wait till after work. And that's fine. But I really had to go over there. And, you know, yes, I can wait. But I get that little part in me just wanted to know, like, but if I don't, are you telling me I can't do this? I don't think you are, but I have to make sure. So I wrote to HR and I said, what are the repercussions if I do this? I will try. And in the end, I made a phone call and I didn't have to go and blah, blah, blah. But I wanted it in writing saying, no, you can. We would just rather you not, please. And I guess that was implied the whole way, but I was feeling, that was implied the whole time, rather. I was just feeling a certain way about it. And so, yeah, it was really frustrating. So what I did is I just took a half hour lunch instead of the hour, ate some pizza, which was super nice of the place to order. I mean, I was starving. I got there at 5 in the morning. We didn't get pizza till like noon 15. That's a long time for this guy to not eat, especially when I was thinking about eating about 10:30. I probably shouldn't be so obsessed with eating, you know. We don't need to eat that much. I ate so much goddamn pizza, though. Holy shit. I'm talking like, there was plenty, so don't worry. But I ate like 6 pieces. They were small pieces, but like 6 pieces. I was killing it. So yeah, there was some we're all gonna have to be cool, be calm, be collected, at least for a couple weeks. But the big question is, in a couple weeks, if we aren't getting sky high death tolls, honestly, like that's what it'll take. Like if we aren't getting sky high death tolls, and the curve, as they say, is starting to be flattened by whatever, probably our preventative measures. And they still have the restaurants closed, and they still have the bars closed, and the gyms closed. People are going to start to be very, very fucking angry. The summer's coming up. I think at that point it does more harm than good, in a sense. But I don't know. I guess it just depends. Like, I guess we have to wait. Trump said 15 days, like 3 days ago. He said he's going to send us all some money, buying votes, apparently. That guy, you know, I think he's doing a pretty good job. I know he stumbled in the beginning, and for some reason we did not get our testing together. We really should have more tests than we have right now. Because I'll tell you, when we get them, it's going to skyrocket. But it's kind of weird, because the only people that probably should get a test for it are the people that are older and showing signs. But those are the people that are more likely to die. So, you know, if you tested everybody and everybody who had it, the death toll is probably very minuscule compared to, like, the flu or something, or right on par. I mean, is it possible we're all freaking out because of the flu? Why is this worse than the flu? Is it more communicable? Is it because China had an outbreak from a wild animal that somebody ate? Is it from the way they factory farm their animals? Wuhan, the province of Wuhan. Is it, why didn't they tell the world earlier? Why did they suppress the numbers? Why did they continue to let people fly into Europe, fly into America? Why weren't they on top of it? They're a communist country, for Christ's sake. They can lock those fuckers down immediately. But I guess it looks bad, right? Because they've had a nice run lately. Well, I think this is a black eye on China, for sure. And I'm okay with calling it the Wuhan virus. But I will say, I heard something on Ben Shapiro today that made a lot of sense to me. If they don't shut down their, what they call their wet markets, which is the markets that house, you know, little bats and penguins, and it's just the wild animals that poor people eat, or maybe the rich people eat, but I've heard, like, those are some of the animals that they do, like, lab testing on, and maybe that's how it got started. Because Wuhan, I mean, duh, there's like a headquarters of virology right in Wuhan, and you're saying it didn't come from there, like from the lab? But then China was saying that it came from America and was brought over by the army. But then Alex Jones said the same thing, so that could be true. But then Trump got pissed and started saying that it was actually he started calling it the Chinese flu, or whatever he's calling it, the Asian flu, whatever he's calling it. But that was in response to China trying to blame America. So Trump's good at throwing the blame off himself. He's very believable. especially to his followers. But I think, you know, initially he thought it was a hoax. And I'll try to prove a point why that's almost valid, and it's hard to blame a guy. It's kind of like Alex Jones. So Alex Jones, for instance, is being sued by Sandy Hook because years ago he had some conspiracy theories that was not a real shooting, right? Now, whether he thinks it's a real shooting or not now, who knows? But he's pretty much taken that back, and he claims it's real. But he kind of knows that it's his ass if he doesn't claim it's real. Who knows what he really thinks? But what his defense was is that he did think it was fake for a while. And he had seen so many cases of faked operations, false flags by the government. False flag is when one side commits a crime and blames the other side to start a war. Like, America's been involved with these things. It's like a rich history with America. So Alex Jones's vibe was, yeah, I thought Sandy Hook was fake because all these thousands of other cases were actually fake. And so there was a neurosis happening. But it's kind of not his fault, right? Well, Trump has been blasted by so many fucking hoaxes since the beginning of his presidency. I'm just justifying it. Like, who knows? Maybe he could have been on top of it a little earlier. But Russia, Ukraine, and before that, it's just been on and on and on. So many hoaxes have come his way that were bullshit and he knew were fake news. He probably assumed this was one of the same because it seemed so political. But somebody turned his head. And to be honest, he probably really realized for the first time his presidency was in jeopardy. So he better act. And he's actually really done well since those first stumbles. You know, I have no idea why we don't have the tests. Apparently South Korea had the tests for it, but America doesn't. So who the fuck knows? We're going to see, though. We're going to see in about 3 weeks. In about 3 weeks, we're going to have a lot of testing. We're going to see some real, like, death statistics, and we're going to kind of compare them, and people are going to start making up their minds on whether martial law is justified in every part of America. Or is it better to be... Hey, look, we got to be safe. I get it. At some point, though, freedom and living your life is more important than sitting inside your fucking house and being safe. Anyway, that's all for the shit show at J-Bo. That's my coronavirus edition. Those are kind of my rambling thoughts on the matter. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. I'm going to get Dave Kiernan, our Politico... We'll do a show on Saturday. I'll probably put it out Monday. So look for that. And thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. I have no idea how long I've been going. I'm just sitting here. I'm bleary-eyed. I've been up all day. I wanted to do it. I know I stumbled a little bit, but hopefully it was coherent. Hopefully it was entertaining. And hopefully a few little thoughts and tidbits of things I said will stick with you for the foreseeable future. All right. Thanks again. Tune in next time. Go give us a like on Facebook, TSS with J-Bo, or Shit Show J-Bo on Twitter. That's it. We'll talk soon. Bye.